Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Garrett Bush, host of The Barbershop. Hello.
What up, Ken?
Hi. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Doing the show.
Man.
Hey, do you want Richard Sherman for the Browns?
Heck, sure. Yeah, I'm going to take
what?
Him. I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him, J.J. Watt, whoever's on that market. I need all that.
Now, wait a minute. Are you just being sarcastic here, or do you really want these players? It sounds
No. I'm being dead serious. See, I'm under the thought process that the Browns have, yes, they have the pieces and yes, they have the parts to get where they need to go, but they need massive upgrades on the defensive side of the football. And, you know, it's kind of funny how when you look at free agency, you blindly go into it and say, yo, hey, we got free agency. The Browns will be up on the upgrade. And then free agency comes out and you're like, whoa, I guess there are no free agents, really. There's no free agents. You know, there's nothing out there. So you're kind of looking around like, okay, what can we get? Where are these massive upgrades to be had? And, you know, the Browns need to get where they need to go in very short order because, I mean, they're not getting younger at a lot of these positions. And I don't see where or how they're going to do it in free agency with some of the other names that are on the market.
Garrett, these windows for a lot of teams in recent years, with the exception, obviously, of the Patriots when they had Tom Brady, they seem to come and go pretty damn quickly. The Philadelphia Eagles, it's already over. You know, the when we start thinking about all these teams that fall apart just a few years after getting to either the AFC or NFC Championship games or the Super Bowl, what does that tell you or what does that mean to you for the way the Browns are trying to build this?
Man, I've been saying for the last 2.5-3 years, these windows in football are kind of mythical. You know, there's no such thing as, hey, we got a 5-6 year window. With the way injuries happen, with the way players kind of fall off, and just the way that the NFL is built, show me a team. I can show you the Rams. The Rams made the Super Bowl, and they're completely gutted. You just mentioned the Philadelphia Eagles. Teams are no longer sticking around, 4, 5, 6 years. So you got to be planning to say, okay, well, I'm pretty good now. How can I maximize what I can do next year and possibly the year after that? So you can't look around and say, oh, we'll be real conservative and save this cap space, because you can have cap space and be 6-10. I'm not expecting the Browns to go back down to earth, but, we're picking in the 20s now. Congratulations. This is what happens when you're good. So you're picking in the 20. You got people in positions that you have to upgrade. And here's the thing, Lima, you overachieved. If you look at this team, as far as on paper, they won a lot of close games, and they overachieved on defense for what the names and for what their talent was on defense. So
wait a minute, Garrett. Whoa. Garrett, I thought Joe Woods was awful. I thought he was terrible. Horrible. You're telling me they overachieved on defense? Oh, wait a minute. You think he's terrible?
here's the thing. I don't look at it from a perspective of I don't think he can't get better, but I just think he's not aggressive enough. He's not the type of defensive coordinator. That's just not my style.
Now wait a minute. Could he be more aggressive 12? If he had the right Could he be more aggressive if he had the right personnel?
I don't know, because he let the San Francisco 49ers the Super Bowl. They let the same thing happen to with the Chiefs too. Chiefs walked up the field on them with some of the greatest defensive front four I've ever seen collectively, from young talent and a great secondary in the secondary when they were in the Super Bowl. So I don't know if it's a talent thing. I don't know if that's a scheme or talent thing. I still think he plays conservative sometimes, even when he has the talent.
Well, I, the reason I asked the question, because we obviously know what happens once you end up paying your quarterback, and it certainly feels like they are going to pay Baker Mayfield. It might be sooner rather than later. That's what Kenny has been hoping for. Now, it didn't work out for the Rams and the Eagles, but that's not to say it can't work out if Baker continues on his trajectory. So how does that impact your decision-making on what you are going to do ultimately with Baker Mayfield?
I think they're going to pay him. I was asking a lot of people, you know, where did the Deshaun Watson stuff come from? I was kind of confused about that, because I thought Baker played well at the end of the year. So I think they're going to pay him. I don't think he's going to get Patrick Mahomes money, but I think he's going to get kind of the market value with a starting quarterback and be in this league. So I think they're going to pay him. So when they do pay him, you're going to look at some of the things that are going to be cap casualties. You know, are you going to allocate that much money to receivers? You have two receivers that are I believe almost in the top 10 with how much money they make in Jarvis Landry and OBJ. You have a top 10 tight end, or I think he might be one of the top tight ends in terms of how much he makes in Hooper. You got a really expensive offensive line, so, and your defensive end is making a lot of money. So there's a lot of places the Browns have. And, we haven't talked about this. Chubb hasn't even got paid yet. So there's a lot of places that you have. I think it's foolhardy to think that you're going to have sustained growth when you can't pay everybody. So my thing is, you might as well just go ahead and try to pay what you can now and hopefully shoot for the fences and swing for the fences right now and get you guys like J.J. Watt or get a guy like Richard Sherman and worry about the next 2 years. And maybe you might have to ask guys to take pay cuts. But it might be now more than later.
Garrett Bush joining us on the show. Garrett, the Super Bowl was nearly ruined, I believe, by a possible COVID outbreak because of everybody going to the same barber. Now, the Browns had themselves before COVID like a team barber, who would cut a lot of people's hair at the same time. And Kansas City has that way. Were you familiar with this at Ohio?
Oh, yeah. This is – I'm going to shout out to my guy, man. He's actually from Bedford Chanel. His name is Ramon Shavers. He's actually a big wig. He now does, like, pharmaceutical sales, makes, like, oh, wow, way more money than all of us. Shout out to him. He's pretty dope. But, yeah, everybody, he was the unofficial barber. So what it was is, you know, you had to hook up with Ramon to get, like, a cut. And so it was crazy. It was pecking orders in the cut system. So you used to have to call him early. So he was, at the time, he was, like, an engineering major. So he was, like, busy. So you used to have to get your order in early. So I was like, listen, you know, at the time, you know, I had waves and everything. So you got to get them early. You got to get them. I was getting my hair cut like every 3 days. I just needed to look like I never had
three
to get a haircut. So you had to get
every 3 days.
Every three. You got to get that line up. The brothers know what
I
I'm talking about.
I can't even fathom that.
No.
Every three.
It's been 3 years for kid.
Get that line up, keep it crisp. But the thing was, back then, going rate, I think he was charging like $10. But, you know what I'm saying, I used to pay him $15. I used to pay him $15, so I used to be able to get in all the time.
You were paying $45. Cool. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're paying $45 a week for haircuts?
Yeah.
Good God, yeah. Garrett.
Oof.
$45 a week in haircuts?
If you ever want to, in the black community, or if you ever want to go into a really nice business, just go ahead and own a barbershop. Just own a barbershop. They'll tell you the profit margins are great.
You were paying $22,340 a year in haircuts if you were actually going every 3 days. And I only did that $45 a week times 52. That's insane, Garrett.
You got to think about it. If you're a woman, I think black women spend, you know, I used to be married at one point in time. You know, they spend like $300-$400.
You were married for like 45 minutes.
I was married for like 45 seconds, and she was Puerto Rican, yeah. So you weren't really born, but, you know, it's like 45. But I got all kind of aunts and uncles and cousins, so I know.
I still have so many questions about that relationship.
I know. No, I have many as well.
Yeah, well listen, I mean, I'm a radio guy, man. Listen, I mean, it is, they do, you know what we, you know what they say, man. I'm honest and true. Like, you never really know. You never know a radio guy is really divorced until you actually start seeing their pictures online more often. You're like, when you start doing selfies? when you get an Instagram, oh, okay, that relationship status is in there.
So you're telling me when I get an Instagram, that's when you'll know that my marriage is ended.
Oh, when Kieran start doing them pictures outside with a 4x4 truck and he loses about 25 pounds, you know, you'd be like, where is Liz at? Oh, goodness, what's going on? Him and Kenny Kidd rocking out after shows. You go to shows? What is going on? Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
It happens so quick. Good to know.
What time are you on tomorrow? You on tomorrow? You're on, right?
Yes, I am on tomorrow, 8 to 12. And I got a big shout-out to Les Levine. I got my Les Levine stories. I got to put them on. Shout-out to him and him and his family, man. We miss him. We're losing legends out here. I don't think people quite understand how much of a legend Les Levine is out here, man. So tomorrow, we definitely going to do some great stuff for Les Levine in the barbershop, paying homage to one of the greatest ever. Open a microphone in these streets out here on the barbershop tomorrow. So we'll do that tomorrow, 8 to 12.
Garrett, we thank you very much, buddy. We'll be listening tomorrow morning. All the best.
All right. Appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you. Garrett Bush, 92.3 The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at GBush91. 216-578-0092. Garrett on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're talking bets. Josh Applebaum, VEASAN, coming up at 9:20. Up next, might have to say goodbye to Matt Dellavedova. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.